I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, dear listeners, my brothers and sisters from every single corner in the world, wherever you are. I hope everything is fine and you're doing well. This is IRB English Radio, and I am Asma. I have the privilege to be your host. Today I'm at your service, and I'm going to share some priceless moments with you. Here with us, we have a very dear guest, Miss Ahmadi, and I would be very happy if she introduces herself to us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum to you and to dear listeners and followers of this noble program.
Yes.
I'm Sayyida Fatima Ahmadi, the lecturer of the university, and my studies is around the social studies and women's studies. I'm here at your service, and we will talking about the importance role of the women in development of a country.
Yes, that's very true. Welcome to your program. We're here with Muslim Lady. Okay, before we proceed, I would like to join everyone in celebrating the Revolution Day, which is just around the corner. May Allah grant our country the blessings of peace and stability and preserve our unity and its strength. So happy Revolution Day to all the Iranian out there. And just for those who have no idea about Iranian Revolution, I would tell you just the very gist of the story. About 43 years ago, on February 1979, Iranian people put an end to the monarchic system and a new era of Islamic Republic has started in the history of Iranian nation. From that day on, every year we celebrate all the labors our heroes undertook to bring us honor and independence. So that's the whole story. Now, speaking of revolution... In this program, which is generally concerned with Muslim Lady and her issues, reminds us of great women in history. Now, we have heard a lot about mothers, sisters, and wives. I mean, women in different roles who shouldered such burdens during the revolution and afterwards during the war. They actually acted like real heroes. Shall we just talk about the role of women before and after the revolution?
First, I have to thank you because of this beautiful and brief introduction of the story of the revolution of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Of course, today we are going to talk about the development and the role of the women in development of the countries, and especially our own country, Iran. You know, before that, let's start to talk about the issue of the importance of research about the historical role of women in the economy. Because women make up half of the population, they can play an important role in the country's economy. It can be boldly said that without women's participation in the economy, development and construction are not possible. Mm-hmm. Especially since women entered the field of economic activities earlier than men. And in early societies, women have a more prominent role in the economy.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Very funny.
From the very, very far history, we see that women's role even was more prominent than men.
So they were the pioneers in economy.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So you're listening to IRB English Radio, and this is Muslim Lady. We're talking about the role of women in history and in society, the burdens they shoulder throughout the history.
You know, in developing countries, most women work in agriculture and related industries, in addition to domestic work and work about 16 to 17 hours a day and are directly involved in wealth creation. You know, in other words, we can say that raising children by women is a kind of creating work wealth.
So they have double of job to
do. Exactly. Exactly. Therefore, considering this important issue, it is very appropriate to conduct studies in this regard and to take basic steps for the growth and promotion of women and the elimination of their problems.
So we talked about the role of women in economy. This might come to our mind that is it possible to ignore the role and work of women in a society? Now, there comes a question that tells, what elements are important in each country's socioeconomic growth?
Well, you know, although a country's potential for socioeconomic growth and development depends to a large extent on natural resources such as soil, water, mines, and raw materials, and the amount of investment, most development economists believe that what really characterizes and flows socioeconomic development is the human resources of that country, not its capital and natural resources. You know, the capital and natural resources of the country are subordinate factors of production, while human beings are the factors that exploit capital and natural resources, build socioeconomic organizations, and regulate development. The importance of the role of women is clarified here. A very big question about this role is the
role of women in economy.
Exactly, exactly. Here we can say that the role of the women are clarified here because, you know, as half of human resources who are women, and women are not only the subject and goal of any kind of development, but also the agent of advancing its important goals. They also, in terms of achieving goals, more equitable distribution of incomes and increasing the well-being and standard of living of families, will have positive effect. Of course, without achieving the necessary skills, knowledge and technologies and their optimal use, economic progress and development is not possible.
So we can see that the role of woman is such an idealistic and very much big of a role she has in society and in economic growth. As we talked about the role of women in economy and in society, and we talked that she is undertaking so much of roles and so much of responsibilities, we could ask that, what is the role of women in socioeconomic situation of our country, Iran? Many things have changed before the revolution until now. We see a big difference in women before the revolution and then after the revolution.
You know, it's nice to say that, you know, from the very beginning, the women had role in the development of the country from the very beginning, even before the revolution.
Exactly.
But, you know, this role became so much effective after the revolution because of the most and effective attention that the government put on women.
And they have more freedom to act.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, the way was clarified because now they know their exact role in the family and in the society.
Yes.
Therefore, they could interfere in both parts. And, you know, the leaders of this government ask them that, please stay and take care of your role in the family because the children that you're raising and the husband that you're taking care of are the most important part of the society.
Yes.
But you can have some role and take part in the society in a very beautifully, under a very special Islamic rules. They could have these two roles together and more effective after the revolution.
They can do both simultaneously.
Yeah, exactly.
Millions of Iranians across the country have begun 10 days of celebrations marking the anniversary of the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution that put an end to the monarchy of the Pahlavi regime in Iran. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and the dialogue between Sister Asma and Sister Ahmadi on the status of women in the revolution.
Finally, I can say that, you know, our country is considered as one of the developing countries,
yes,
where about the 50% of the population is women. And women's activities are not hidden from anyone, either in household chores or in office jobs. But due to the lack of awareness and knowledge in this field, women's work is not given enough value. You know, I think that in all societies, it is the same.
Yes.
And it doesn't depend on revolution before or after. Always, you know, a very small, you know, lack of awareness towards the women's, you know, role causes this kind of, you know, lack of value of the women's work.
Yes.
And especially in productive and economic work. Women's work is ignored, of course. With further studies and reflection, we will find that women alongside men have historically contributed directly in wage work outside the home,
mm-hmm,
or indirectly in non-wage work at home to family income and national income.
Yes, that's very true. And we see a lot of women that they are the only responsible person in the family. So she's a mother and she has to be a father. She has to do everything at the very same time. And they're doing that in a very amazing way.
Yeah, so true.
According to what you said, and based on what we see in society, we could claim, and it would not be wrong to say that, the role of woman, a Muslim woman, in her family and in her society is no way to be ignored.
Yeah, it is noticing. I really like to add this, that ignoring the work and economic activity of women is removing half of the active population in the economy from the field of work. And it shows that achieving construction and economic prosperity is not possible without women.
Exactly.
Due to being in the period after the victory of the Islamic Revolution and the end of the imposed war, as well as the country being in the process of construction and economic prosperity, conditions must be provided so that all people, no difference, men, women, can play their critical role in achieving goals. Therefore, one of the most important issues is to give importance to women in order to find their true place in the political, economic, and social activities of society based on Islam, of course,
yes,
and the Quran.
And we give them some insurance for their future because
This
woman is going to get old one day after all.
Yeah, sure.
So she has to be sure of her future.
Yeah, sure. And Islam in this field can be very helpful and useful. It shows the way to the women.
That
as I told you, you know, when you move under the light of Islam, it gives you some guidance that it is ignorable. We cannot ignore it, non-ignorable.
True.
Yeah. And true, what you say is correct.
Time flies so fast and we do not have further more of time. Therefore, I would like to thank you for listening to us. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you very much. Take care until another session. May Allah protect you.
Who is the love one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.